It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
But the Lakers had an excuse. They said they didn't play well because they were up late at George Takei's bridal shower. I'm not sure I get that either. I don't know.
I get it.
Sulu does. All right, we got the spy stories coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Also want to mention a travel expert, actually travel editor from the Today Show, Peter Greenberg, will be joining us on the show today to talk about 4th of July stuff.
He's a travel guru.
He's a guru, 400,000 miles per year.
And it's timely with all this airline stuff and gasoline prices.
And also, we love this guy, Penn Jillette, Penn and Teller. He's going to be on the show today to talk about anything he wants to talk about.
One of my favorite atheists.
He's an atheist. He's a heathen like you, Buzz. But before we get to our spy stories and the first buzz of the afternoon, Bear has ducked in right at the end of that break when we're talking about our missing porn. Somebody mentioned videotape that we've actually got video we can review.
Yes.
So we've got that here at the station, right?
Yes, we do.
So Buzz can give you the time, which is between, what, 2 and 2:30?
Friday. Let's look at 2:10 p.m. to about 2:35 p.m. just so we see the whole section there.
Okay.
2:10 cool. to 2:35. Review that tape, Bear, and let us know what you see.
Got you covered.
Oh, man. I'd love to look. And during the break, I'm going to come back there and peek at it, too.
Yeah.
Can you isolate that and, like, really, like, find it?
As soon as I find it, I'll mark it and have one of them come and let you know.
You are the best.
Thank you, baby.
You got it,
baby. All right, man. Take care.
Thanks, Bear.
Amen, Bear.
And then please attend to Mr. Hedges.
There you go. And you know, really, thanks a lot for saying atheist when Bear was in here.
Oh, yeah, that's not
Mr.
good.
Mr. Gospel. All right, hit the music, Rob. Let's get these spy stories real quick, because then we got to get our very first buzz. And let us go to Adam in Ashburn, Virginia. I actually really said it that way. Adam, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Are you ready to play for a prize pack from Get Smart and the Mike O'Mara Show and a chance to win an iPhone?
Yes, Your Honor, I am.
All right, very good. And you don't have to call me that anymore. What's your spy story for us, Adam?
Well, when I started dating this girl, she was collecting a check from the unemployment unemployment, and also working at the same time. So she was defrauding the government, more or less.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
It's against the law, Mike.
I'm sure it's not the first time. So where'd the spying come in?
Well, I had suspicions of her cheating on me, and so I downloaded a program on
You
a
had
computer.
What of her? What did you have of her cheating?
Cheating. I had suspicions of her
suspicions.
Cheating on me.
Okay,
he was
suspicious. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded a program on the computer that I spent over $2,000 buying.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up logging into the program when she went to work and found out that she did cheat on me.
Ah.
So then I took the computer and moved out and everything, and then called the government and told her what she was doing with
okay.
The
okay, that, well, that's a spy story. I like that, and mm-hmm. and that's a happy ending for you, right, Adam?
More or less, yeah.
Very good, but unfortunately not a good spy story.
He did spend $2,000,
yes,
but the story wasn't thick enough.
Just not thick enough. Let's go to Charles in Front Royal real quick. Charles, what is your spy story today for the Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack?
Okay, we have like a little candy place at where we work. And you drop in a quarter or whatever, you know, and get the candy bar.
You mean like a vending machine?
Not really. It's we kind of go out to Costco and buy the stuff in bulk.
So it's honor system.
Correct.
I
yeah.
see.
Or as we call it, candy plays.
Or we call it free candy.
Candy plays.
Let's go to candy place and get a time machine.
And then what happened?
All right, Charles. Charles, you're on thin ice right here. Get to it, my man.
Okay, basically, we found out that there was not enough money in comparison to how much they're
yes,
shipping.
Yes, okay, somebody's stealing the candy, right.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what we did was we actually set up a pinhole camera.
Yes.
And attach it to a VCR.
And yes. Who was it? Who'd you catch?
It was one of the maintenance guys, and he was summarily fired.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very good. We appreciate the story. Not going to be a finalist, but thank you very much. Let's go to George in Germantown. Hi, George, how are you?
How you doing?
We're doing well. Tell us all about your spy story.
Well, this is kind of weird, but
perfect.
When I was in college, I was dating a girl who worked for the CIA. And she
yeah.
worked for the guy who was the head of photographic intelligence.
Okay, try to get to the point quicker, George.
All right,
we got limited time here.
He wasn't allowed to tell me anything about all this top secret stuff that was going on, but the one thing she was able to convey to me that on one of the last Apollo missions, when they were going up to land on the moon,
yes.
it was the one where they had trouble, and they said, Houston,
right.
we got trouble.
Yeah, the one with Tom Hanks movie,
the famous
right?
quote, yes.
Right. Well, anyway, they from the time they left the Earth's atmosphere, they were followed by a UFO because they were going to shoot off an atomic, you know, bomb or something.
I'm sorry.
To go down
right. You're all over the place. Thank you very much. I couldn't even follow where he was going with that. Let's
go to Houston.
Another Ashburn. Another Ashburn caller. Melissa, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. How are you?
We're ready for your spy story, darling.
Please.
All right. Well, I had my own Agent 99 moment when I had a suspicion that my father was cheating on my mother. We were in the car together, and normally he would take calls on speakerphone.
Right.
And this specific day, he didn't take the call on speakerphone. He picked it up.
Okay.
And kind of was talking nicely, and when he hung up, I said, oh, was that Mom? And he said, no, it wasn't Mom. That was it. So when he stopped at the gas station, he ran inside to pay, and I quickly checked the history on the phone,
down the number. Melissa, how old were you when this was going on?
I was in college.
Okay, so you're old enough to be savvy with that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So when we got home, I called the number, and it was a bank. And I thought, well, that's really weird. There's just no reason he should be talking nicely to anybody at a bank.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what I did, I was kind of keeping track of incoming, outcoming calls. And what I ended up doing was I had one of my good friends from college call him up while he was at work and say, hey, we're a new florist that just opened in town, and we picked your number out of the phone book for a free dozen roses. Where would you like them sent?
Ooh,
and I figured, if he picks my mom, everything's okay.
Right.
If he picks somebody I don't know,
right.
He picked somebody I don't know.
Oh!
Wow. Brilliant.
Oh, man. So is that how you finally busted him?
It is. So I had all the information and said, well, not only do I know who it is, I know her name and I know her address.
And did he cop to the crime at that point?
He copped to the crime.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm sorry. Right.
That's
there.
A winner.
That's a winner.
We got
and
the winner right there.
May I ask her
like
one more bonus question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Melissa, you're hot, aren't you?
I don't know.
Well, I love your story. I'll tell you why. Not only is this something that a daughter normally wouldn't do,
right?
But you did that for your mom. You busted him for doing this,
and you were clever.
And you were clever about it. And you also told the story so we could understand it.
Yes.
And after that Apollo mission thing, I wasn't going to go through anymore. Melissa, you've gone the Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack, and tomorrow you want to be listening because we'll draw for the one of two iPhones, a brand new one, the new 3G iPhone. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Love you guys.
And this
love
is
you,
all
love
brought
you.
To you by the movie Get Smart, starring Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway, in theaters now. Thanks to Melissa. I'll put her on hold.
That's cool. In theaters tomorrow.
It says in theaters now. I'm just reading what they tell me.
And Steve Carell on this show tomorrow.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes, absolutely.
My fault.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's your fault?
Hey.
Did you admit that on microphone?
Yes, it was my fault.
Yes, Beth Ann.
Did you hear that?
What can we do for you?
Did you ask her what happened with the outcome? Did she tell her mom?
All I wanted to know is if her father copped to the crime.
Right.
And
that was the most important thing.
Her mission as a spy was accomplished.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's still on hold if you want to go find out.
It's none of our business, really, what happened after that.
You know,
well, hold on. She's on. Joe, put her on hold if you're listening.
The reason
Thank
I'm
you very
asking,
much.
It yeah. was M- a
Melissa,
really...
Beth Ann has a couple of additional questions.
Yeah.
Did you tell your mom that this had gone on?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, initially it was pretty ugly and it was kind of, you know, and then I think the two of them realized that they had been living really unhappy for a long time. And it was kind of a good catalyst for them to say, you know what, this hasn't been working. Maybe we should just kind of.
And so did they split up after that?
They split up for a little while and then they got back together.
Oh,
but when they got back together, it was very different. You know, they kind of figured it out.
While they were split up, did your father bang the banker?
I think he banged the banker.
Yeah. All right,
I love that show.
Are you clear on this now?
Yeah.
Well, do you have a little crap detector moment there where you thought you might be BSing us?
You know, there's this. You know, I listen to everybody.
I know.
And there's this thing called the War of the Roses.
Yeah.
On a different radio station.
Right.
And that's the whole thing is that they. They try to intro, but it's made up. You know,
that's where I had heard about it from. It's a Philly radio station, I think. The War of the Roses.
Don't worry about it, Melissa. Okay. Hold on just a second.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, thanks so much for bringing up the other station listen to. That's right. What, you thought she might be taking it from another station and doing it here?
I want to make sure she deserves the Mike O'Mara Gets Mark Price back.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
You would think seriously it was coming out of her own pocket.
You would think.
You would think seriously it was coming out of her.
But
incidentally,
it's not.
Really,
Justice!
don't worry about things like that. Worry about whether the movie's in theaters now or Friday. That's what I'm concerned about.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Thank you very much. That's Friday.
Tomorrow, the Latin word meaning Friday.
Yes, Friday. That was pure McBridian right there. Mm-hmm. I'm totally stumped.
You know what? The energy has been sucked out of the room.
Buzz, try to
Surprise
bring it back.
Surprise, the lights haven't
Do the best you can.
You'd like a little showbiz news,
please,
perhaps?
Please do.
Oh, no, actually, that'll be coming up later. I've lost my
you
place
tease.
In the show.
That was a McBridian moment.
It
are well within
you
your rights.
You see the effect she has on us all.
She really did stop the show cold.
I have sex news here now.
Oh, I like that.
First of all, let me begin with this shocking item. More than four times as many high school girls as usual have gotten knocked up in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Mike.
Year.
That's, boy, what is that movie? What the hell is the movie? The Perfect Storm.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Gloucester. Let's get laid.
They're having another kind of perfect storm now.
Wow.
17 girls at one high school are pregnant in Gloucester this year.
One guy.
Oh, my God.
And now we've learned that about half the girls have confessed that it was part of an agreement they had made.
Really?
A pregnancy pact.
Oh, man, there are a lot of lucky dads in that town. A lot of guys in that little bar that they all hung out at.
One lucky dude in particular, because one of the fathers is a 24-year-old homeless guy. That's how serious the girls were about this pact. What?
So they went down and found, like, a vagrant?
One girl found a vagrant.
And just said,
father her
impregnate
child.
Me?
Yes, so she could keep up with the other girls.
Oh, my God. How old were the girls on average? Were they high school?
They're going to be 17. Yeah, high school girls. 16, 17.
What's going on?
The girls agreed when they got together and made this pact that babies would give them what they weren't getting anywhere else, unconditional love.
This is so weird. How many girls together?
17.
17 girls get together, and because they're not getting love at home, they decide they're going to get pregnant, and this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know, it doesn't make sense to you and me, but it's reality. 17 girls are pregnant, and half of them, at least, say they agreed mutually to do this.
When I hear a story like this, the very first thought I get is this might be happening elsewhere.
Well, you know, I'm sure it is.
Well, it's what the kids are doing nowadays. They're making packs and going out and getting pregnant. Hallelujah.
You
Isn't that fun?
Whereas that might have been the case 15 years ago. Now with the internet, you can guarantee it.
We, all of us, and there are about 17, 18 guys here at WJFK in Washington, and we all decided that we make a pact that we all get vasectomies.
That's right.
Just like Rob. Rob was the ringleader for that.
Well, I had to agree to go first, and yet no one has followed.
This is, I'm trying to make light of this, but I'm having trouble.
Trying to wrap your head around
this. Really, I can't even process this.
I know.
And not only that, but going down and finding a guy that's like living under the bridge.
In one case, that appears
God
to
knows
be
what
the case.
Disease he's carrying, and they do that.
God, that's weird.
Well, in Gloucester, it has revived the debate about the subject of contraception in high schools.
I bet it has.
And they're also talking about whether maybe the girls should have been warned about the 3 a.m. feeding.
Picture the guy who's the guy from the old Smokey and the Bandit movies. You know, with the one eye, the doctor.
Oh, Jack Elam.
Hey, how are you?
There we go.
They bring him into court. Yeah, I was the father, all right.
Cannonball Run.
Must have been good for him.
Now, the controversy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is about a lottery winner who's also a sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
45-year-old Fred Topas recently won $57 million in the Mega Millions lottery.
Topas!
He's been on the list of registered sex offenders since 1999 after he did 7 years for a girl who was 13.
Okay, you don't give him the money.
Today, Topas...
I know that's the debate. You don't give him the money.
Right.
I mean, don't you think?
Well, a lot of people feel that way. It does seem wrong, but there's more to the story.
Okay.
Topas is married. He and his wife are working two jobs each to make ends meet. At least they were until they won this lottery.
He did his time?
He did. All 7 years of it. People who know him say he's a good guy, and that includes the convenience store clerk who sold Fred the winning ticket.
It's ridiculous, and I think it's despicable that anyone should take any shots at him without knowing him.
And the law is clear on this. Lottery officials say almost anyone can play the lottery.
Minors and employees of the Michigan Lottery. Those are the only two groups of people who are not permitted to play the Michigan Lottery.
Now what do you think?
I think in the old days he used to lure his victims to his house with dreams of a chocolate pie a mile wide.
I know, it's
as
hard.
Much
it's a very
as I
hard
hate,
question.
Look, personally, we wouldn't be having this debate if child molesters got what they really deserved, because this guy wouldn't be around, as far as I'm concerned,
right.
to collect. I think child molesters, really, I don't think the punishment is necessarily stringent enough for some of these molesters to get out. When they do get out, he's done his time. Legally, He has paid his debt to society, and he played the lottery with his own money.
Right.
They have no choice. He'll get the money.
Of course.
There may be a middle ground in that. Don't they prohibit convicted felons from owning firearms? And couldn't we prohibit convicted sex offenders from winning Mega Millions?
You could do that.
You could, but you could never do it retroactively.
No, you got to put the law on the books and see what happens. But, I mean, honestly, and then really, when you're thinking about that, what are your odds of something like this? I mean, you really want to spend all that time in the legislature coming up with this kind of law?
You can't win if you don't play.
That's what I've always said.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. We got a call about the pregnant girls here.
Good.
And I hope this is a, hey, same thing happened in my town.
Let's go to the homeless guy?
Jose in Sacramento. Jose, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, fellas. Well, Mike, I'm 24 years old, so about, you know, 6-7 years ago, I was in high school, and I was in a big, pretty big high school, and if one girl got knocked up, it was like the talk of the whole city.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it is just mind-boggling. I'm 24 years old. 24 years old, and I think about sex 24 hours a day, but
sure.
Something needs to be done. 17 girls in one school.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about. Just whether you can get your head around that is just amazing.
In my entire high school career, only one girl got pregnant.
Really?
And that was a big high school.
In my high school
career. She was my lab partner in biology.
Was she really?
Yeah, I had nothing to do with it.
My high school back in the 70s, two guys got pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
made all the
odd.
Papers.
We were right next to the nuclear power plant.
Ah.
It was fun. They were very successful anal births.
Candace write a book about that.
Kids were perfectly normal.
Amazing.
Yeah, boy, the guys, they never walked the same.
Little Chad and little Oscar.
They were born. They were born this day. In a manger. Oh, my God. Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, my God. They'll be in here.
Oh, my God.
With the arrival of summer comes the reminder that men can take off their shirts in public and women cannot.
Isn't that right, Colette Harris?
Oh, yeah.
Brow.
A fascinating think piece in yesterday's Washington Post about men taking off their shirts at the ballpark. An analysis, if you will.
Oh, really?
Seems it's standard procedure at Chicago's Wrigley Field.
I've been to Wrigley Field.
Completely.
Let me hear you.
Some people like Gary Rosnick do more than take their shirts off.
Yeah.
They pull their shorts back and use an instamatic camera that was left by a very pretty lady.
Photographic evidence.
I always wondered what she would have done when she got that film developed. This is back in the day where you didn't have the digital cameras. You had to, you know, those little, but they were selling those little Kodaks you get at the drugstore.
Disposables, right.
Would he have done that in the days of the internet? Because he could be very famous.
He might be.
This story, we're at Wrigley Field. It's Don, it's me, it's Gary Rosnick, our old producer Frank Murphy, and there is the hottest woman sitting directly in front of us. And the guys in the row in back of us were cheering for the game, and they were going, come on, big. And they're using words to describe her wonderful anatomy.
Wow.
But they're doing it under the guise of cheering for the baseball game.
Right.
I had tears streaming down my face. It's a 90-degree day. I'm
just
laughing my ass off. So we start chatting with her. Everybody is hitting on her. I mean, she's surrounded by guys. She's with two guys that appear to be like her brothers or something.
Uh-oh.
And we are all hitting on this woman. And she finally says, oh, will you guys watch my stuff? You know, she was a brilliant woman.
Uh-huh.
And sure, after she got the picture taken with us, she goes down to the ladies' room or to get a beer or whatever she's doing. Gary Rosnick just takes her camera, and all he does was he pulls the short leg
right
up high so you could see, you know, bag.
Yeah.
And he snaps.
See his luggage?
I'll never forget that. Ah, Chicago, Chicago, a toddling town.
Well, shirtlessness, an everyday thing at Wrigley Field, but completely verboten at National Stadium here in Washington, the seat of all that is dignified. National's policy labels shirtless men, and I quote, indecent exposure.
Oh, well, that's D.C. for ye. Come on, they're struggling to get people down there in the first place.
Yeah, maybe not so picky, huh?
I really think they ought to let guys, I mean, especially, you know, we get into the dog days in August.
Yeah.
It's going to be 115 every day at the ballpark.
Blazing sun.
Exactly.
Coming up in the Hollywood buzz, out of the mouths of babe magnets. And in the final buzz, the attack of the killer tomatoes continues.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Buzz, are you traveling this season?
I'd like to.
Going away for the 4th?
It's awfully expensive.
We got the main man, the guru himself, Peter Greenberg, travel editor for the Today Show and NBC. He will be our guest talking all about travel when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.